Maisa happened in the times of the Chavis Yoyer. And in a chazan who had been working for 3 years at a shul, and everyone liked him so much, they rehired him and they gave him a 10-year contract. They said, "We want you to make a shvua that you won't go to another shul, another kila, for 10 years." And he agreed, except he said, "I want to raise." Okay, so they agreed. They gave him the raise, and he made the shvua that he would not leave for 10 years, and they made a shvua that they'll give him the raise. Everything was okay. And after 3 years, he got a better offer. Right? He got a better offer somewhere else. And he says, "You know, this is business. I have a better offer now, and I want to leave. I made a shvua. I swore that I was not going to leave. How can I leave when I swore that I was not going to leave?" So he said, "I made a shvua. This oath was an aveira, because there is a halacha, which we're going to discuss tonight, that you're not allowed to commit yourself for more than 3 years of employment. And since I violated that halacha with my oath, the oath should be invalid, and I should be free from it. I shouldn't have to go on with this deal. I have a better deal somewhere else." So that's the shaila that came to the Chavis Yoyer. Is this chazan allowed to renege on his contract and on his oath? Right? It's not just a contract, it's a shvua he made. And he's saying the shvua should be illegal because it was illegal. I'm not allowed to commit myself for 3 years. Okay, so we're going back to the first shiur of this series. The Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Yud, right, said halacha that a poel, right, a worker, someone, not a cobbler, not someone contracted to finish a particular job, but someone working per hour, is allowed to quit in the middle of a day. Right, he can quit in the middle of the day. Why? The Gemara says over there, Amalei Rav Nachman said, when we said he's allowed to quit, time achrinuhu, it's for a different reason. It was not because he wasn't meshubah to the employer in the beginning. The reason is because the pasuk says, "Tiksiv ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim." The Torah says, "B'nei Yisrael are my avadim, avadayhem." They're my slaves, velo avadim l'avadim, and they're not slaves to other slaves. So from this we learned the halacha was that if someone is hired out for a certain amount of time, a 9-to-5 job, right, they are a schir yom, and they have the right to quit in the middle as long as it doesn't cause any financial loss. But anyway, the Gemara learns from here that a poel, someone whose job is tied to time, can quit in the middle if he so desires, because no one can force you to be an eved. No one can force you to be a slave. We're Hashem's slaves. No one can force you to be a slave to another employer. Now the Haggadah Mordechai takes this Gemara one step further. It's the next thing on the handout. Now, Gos Mordechai says, if the Gemara is saying avadai heim, v'la avadim la avadim, he understands that to say that there's an isser in being an eved also. Just like we're saying that you can quit in the middle in order that you should not have to be an eved, but the Gemara is also saying avadai heim, you're my servant, v'la avadim la avadim, and you can't be servants to other servants. Right? He's learning that it's like an isser. You cannot become a servant to another servant, right? That he, and because of that, he asked the kasha, how can you ever hire yourself out? Right? If the Gemara says avodahim, you're my slaves, don't become slaves to anyone else. So how can you ever get a job? Whenever you get a job, when you're working for someone, that person says, okay, you could quit in the middle. But in the meantime, I think someone asked this in shiur number one 10 weeks ago. Right now, you're a slave. How can you submit yourself to be a slave even for that short time? Even though you could quit right now, you're a slave. That's the Haggadah Mordechai's kasha. So he answers, that and the pasuk about an eved says, ki mishnes char sochir avadecha shei shonim. The slave worked for you mishnes char sochir, double the work of a sochir. the pasuk, this is the way he understands it. The pasuk is defining Eved Ivri who works for 6 years, as someone who worked twice the amount of a sacher, twice the amount of a worker. Mishnes Char Sacher, he worked twice the amount of a sacher. And he brings a pasuk from Yeshaya. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, Shalosh Shanim Kimei Sacher, Kishnei Sacher, the pasuk really says, 3 years like the years of a sacher. The Hagos Mordechai is Mechadesh, that if you work for someone for 3 years, you're a sacher, you're a worker, and there's no issur in becoming a worker. To be a worker, that's fine. When are you an Eved? An Eved is someone who works for 6 years. Mishneschar Sacher Avotcha Sheishanim, if you work for 6 years, which is double the amount of years of a sacher, then you're an Eved. So even though the Gemara is mashma the way he's learning, that there's an issur in becoming an Eved, that only means that if you become an Eved. But if you're within the parameters of being a sachir, you're in the parameters of being a worker, you're not a slave, you're a worker. Sometimes if you're a worker, you feel like an Eved. But if you are halachically, you're a worker, meaning you are only contracted for 3 years, so then you're within halacha. But if you decide that you want to work more than those 3 years, so now you've gone beyond the parameters of a sachir. You might not be a full-fledged Eved, but you're already over the line. Now you have the din of an Eved. And the Hagos Mordechai concludes from this that you have to be very careful if you're a Rebbe, a sofer, if you do other work. You have to be careful not to hire yourselves out. And this is the Hagos Mordechai's halacha. You have to be careful not to hire yourselves out. And this is Lashon, he says, "Bebal bayis bekevimo," to be constantly with the bal bayis, "V'liyosamuch al shulchanu b'lihefsek," to be reliant upon his table without interruption, "Yoser migimul shanim," more than 3 years, "Dechotvei migimul shanim," if it's more than 3 years, "Nafkele mitoros sacher," you're no longer an employer, you're no longer a sacher, you have now become a Eved, you become a slave. And the Ramah paskens this in halacha, Shin Lamed and Gimel Siv Gimel. It says, also lepoel, it's prohibited for a worker, afilu melamed sofer, even a teacher or a scribe, lahaskas melias bebeis bal habayis bekevah shlosh shanim, to be in the house of an employer for 3 years. He says 3 years, the Shach points out, the real issur is more than 3 years. Right, 3 years, you're still called a sachir. It's when you go beyond that, you become more than 3 years, now you've gone beyond the sachir and you become an eved. So this is the source of the halacha, that you cannot be contract yourself out for more than 3 years. So that, right, so we're talking where in the beginning I said I'm going to commit myself to 3 years, like an Eved. He sells himself for 6 years, but each year you decide you continue on, so that's no problem. You have not committed yourself to, you have not
dependence by retaining the right to choose to renew or not.
Right. You've not subjected yourself to be an Eved. We're talking, the Aruch HaShulchan brings this out very strongly. We're talking about the commitment that the employee makes.
An employee,
An employee cannot commit himself to work for someone for more than 3 years. That's what this halacha is saying, because then he's making himself like an Eved. There are certain cases in Rabbanus or Chinuch or different things, maybe we'll make a mini-series on that also, where the employer has no right to fire a competent Klei Kodesh person, and that's the employer's business, and there it has nothing to do with any contract. That's just, once he's there, you have no right to throw him out on the street. That's the lesson.
Right.
We're talking beside the employee. Can the employee commit himself from these 3 years? Before we get to the case of the Chavis Yoyer, on the other side of the handout, I have some exceptions to these halachas. The main exception is the Shach says that he disagrees with the whole halacha. The Shach brings from Be'er Sheva, who brings a Tosfos. It's a Tosfos. Tosfos on Daf Yud. Ask the Hagos Mordechai's Kasha. The Gemara on Daf Yud that we started with said that Kili v'nei Yisrael avodim. Right? You're Amay avodim, Hashem says. Don't be an Eved to someone else. So the Tosfos says, the Mikomakom Mutar Adam L'Hatzker Asma, you can still hire yourself out. It's only an Eved Ivri you can't leave. That's where that makes someone an Eved. Then he also comes to Zmano. He can't leave unless he gets a star. shichra unless he gets a release document. But if you're working for someone and you can leave any time, the whole issue doesn't apply. So Tosfos, the Mordechai Yadav Rishonim, completely reject this halacha, and they say that there's no such thing at all. Across there's no halacha, there's no limit to the amount of time that you can make a contract. Your whole rai that you can't have a contract more than 3 years is because of this kasha. The Gemara says you can't be avadim, you're my avadim, not avadim to someone else. Tosfos says, you're not an avad to someone else when you're working for someone, you can leave them whenever you want. Bagos Mordechai said, the answer was, you can work for someone else as long as you remain a socher for those 3 years. More than 3 years, now you became the Eved. But Tosfos says, he answers that kasha by saying, right, the same kasha, how can you work for someone if you're becoming an Eved? Bagos Mordechai said, you can work for someone because until 3 years you're called a socher, like the Pasuk in Yeshayah, the Pasuk in Devarim says. Tosfos says, you can work for someone because you could quit any time, you're not called an Eved. So according to Tosfos, this whole halacha doesn't apply, and the Shach brings Tosfos. Now, the halacha, you know, when you have a ramah, it's hard to just wipe away a ramah with a shach and a tosfos, but, you know, that is an option. And oh, on the daf over there, the Vilna Gaon and Bamatzia says, yeah, but Hagos Mordechai argues with tosfos. So, but that is something to keep in mind as we proceed. The shach brings tosfos, another rishonim to disagree with this whole halacha. But the shach also brings another halacha. He says that this halacha, what's halacha? You can't sell yourself. You can't sell yourself as an Eved, and therefore you can't commit yourself to more than a 3-year contract. Well, when we say you can't sell yourself as an Eved, that's talking if you have enough money. But the halacha is, if someone chas v'shalom doesn't have any money, he doesn't have any way of an employment, the only way he could clothe himself and feed himself is by selling himself as an Eved, he's allowed to. So the Shach says the same thing. If someone has no other means of employment, and by making this 3-year contract, he can now make his money, make a living. So then there's no issue, right? So even if you want to hold of this issue of the Hagos Mordechai, that only it can only be as strong as the issue in becoming an Eved Ivri. So if you're allowed to become an Eved Ivri because you have no other means of support, you certainly can sign a 3-plus year contract. The Chassam Sofer says the minig is that the Rabbanim do sign 5-year contracts, because Rashi says a different shot in Mishneh Schar Sofer. We say Mishneh Schar Sofer means the Eved worked twice the amount of a Sofer, and a Sofer meaning that a Sofer is for 3 years, and the Eved worked twice that amount, and that's his 6-year term. So from there we see that a Sofer ends at 3 years. The Rashi learns shot in Mishneh Schar Sofer is an Eved Ivri has to work day and night. He's living in the house. He's double the amount of a sachir. So he's saying, so according to Rashi, a sachir is really 6 years. The double term that the Eved has because he works day and night, so according to Rashi's chat, the Chassam Sofer says you could sign a contract up to 6 years. And that's why he said the meaning was that all over you sign 5 years. That's what he says. But one last thing from the Chassam Sofer, and that is, this whole halacha is only talking, and this really wipes away a lot of the halacha lemaises. We're talking where we're samuch al shulchan lebala bayis. Right? If you sign a 5-year contract with BG&E or wherever, some hospital, a lawyer, or office, and you go home every night, and you have your own job, and you have your own house, you can do what you want. So you have not become an eved. You're working for the person. The whole from the Hagos Mordechai, the whole halacha was to be kavua there, that you're fixed, you're stuck there, right? You're in the Balabais' house. But if you have your own house, and like Dov was saying before, you can go, you can hire yourself somewhere else, right? If you're not stuck at the employer's house, you're at home. So then, b'chlar, that's not included in this halacha. So in most cases, if you have a contract, it's not going to be a problem because you're living at home. You're not a slave. You're not in that house. So, but Tom Sofer says one exception, and he says a case of a rav. Suppose someone, a community has they have a shul and they have a house for the rav. Right, a lot of places have that. They hire the rav, and part of his payment is they give him a house. right? Shul, and he has his house, that's part of his pay, maybe that's his whole pay, who knows? Right? But that's what he's getting paid. So Chassam Sofer says, in that case, even though you might think he's independent, but that's no different than being a slave. Because, he said, even Shlomo Melech's slaves, Shlomo Melech had a lot of slaves. Did they all come and eat in Shlomo Melech's house every night? No, they ate at their quarters where they lived. Shlomo Melech had houses for the slaves, and he would send them food, they could send their payment, and they would eat at their house that was provided for them. So the same thing as Chassam Sofer says, if the Kehillah has provided the Rav with a house, and they're paying him, say, enough to provide for his food, so what they're doing is they are giving him his food in their house. This is their house, and he's back to being Eved again. So according to Chassam Sofer, he said maybe his limit was 5 years, 6 years, but he's saying even though in most cases this halacha will not apply because we are not in the employer's house, but if the employer provides board and doesn't have to be a rav, a doctor, certain campuses, different right there where someone could be living on campus and they're provided room and board, so on research projects, whatever, wherever they're applying board, wherever they supply board, you don't own your own house, you're living in the employer owned house, even if it's the Kila owned house, so then you'll be subject to these halachas. Okay, so that there is some application to it. Once again, the Shach makes us who says the whole thing doesn't start because he has a different shot, but according to the Ramah, it will apply in such a case. So what's the Chavis Yoyer say about his case? Right, this Chazan had committed himself with a shvua and a contract to be the Chazan for 10 years, and now he wanted to quit because he got a better job after 3 years somewhere else. So the Chavis Yoyer goes, first of all he says, he has a whole list of why this halacha should not apply to the chazan. The first one he says is chazanim don't have much money. If he wasn't hired out, he wouldn't have anything to eat. Chazanim aren't like, it's not like, you know, you're an electrician. You can do different things. The chazan can only do one thing, sing once a week. And if he didn't get hired here, he would have nothing to eat. So maybe now they go to the Catskills, but in those days they didn't do that. So a chazan has no other employment. So if he would not get this job, he would be allowed to sell himself as an eved. So the shach's first heter that if you can't find a job, that you don't have enough to clothe yourself, you can sell yourself as an eved. You can also give yourself this 3-year contract. So that will apply to the chazan too. So if a chazan can't get out like that, then he says it's dechidish. Right, and then he also notes that Tosfos disagrees with the halacha goes more high, but then he says this bichidish. He says, what's the whole issue? The issue is, you're my slave, and you can't be a slave to someone else. If you're a chazan, whose slave are you? You're working for Hashem. Right? You're singing Hashem's praises in the shul. You are my slave. You can. Right, the whole issue in hiring yourself more than 3 years is you can't be a slave for someone else. But if you're a chazan, if you're a slave to Hashem, you're not a slave to the Kehillah, you're working for Hashem. Well, so the problem is, the Hagolas Mordechai said that a Melamed, a Rebbe is usher, right? Why, what's he do? How about a Rebbe? A Rebbe also is working for Hashem. Right, a Rebbe's working for Hashem. Why should a Rebbe be included in this halacha and a chazan not be included in the halacha? A Rebbe, the Chavis Yoyer says, also gets paid for watching the children, babysitting. And he also gets paid for teaching them the truck, the diktuk. Right? He's not always teaching them Torah. He's teaching them things beyond Torah. He's also babysitting for them. So that's why the Chavis Yoyer says that when we're talking about a Rebbe is not kulo l'Hashem. He's working partially for the babysitting, for teaching him chop, dituk, things that aren't completely Torah. We're not going to end up with this. This is the Chavis Yoyer's chiddush. But a chazan, even you might say, oh, so man, when he makes his beautiful songs, what's that for? That's also covered Hashem. when he makes the nigunim nice. That's kula l'Hashem. And then he says, maybe a rav and a sham should have the same din as a chazan. Shamish, you can hear why he says maybe, you know, because he's fixing the shul, but maybe the shul can be stay dirty one day. A rav, I'm not sure what his maybe is. I guess he says rav asa is not kula l'Hashem, right? But a chazan, the chazan is kula l'Hashem according to the Chavis Yoyer. So the Chavis Yoyer ended up that he couldn't get out of the job. First of all, we might not hold like Hakos Mordechai. Second of all, the guy's poor and he could to make a bigger contract. And third of all, he's not working for anyone else. He's working for Hashem when he's a chazan. The Ketzos HaChoshen doesn't like this tshuva so much. Huh? It says, first of all, Rebbe, Chas V'Shalom, to say that when the Rebbe's teaching Pisuk Tamim, when he's teaching Trop and Dikduk, that that's not part of it. It's a machlokus in the Gemara and Dorim, whether it's Daraisa or Drabanan, whether they were given it at Sinai or not. But even if it's Drabanan, it's still part of learning. It's no worse than the Chazan preparation, the Chazan's things. So he says, Chalila Lomer came, Dain Zavadasi Yisbach. It's Chalila to say that it's not about Avodas Hashem. At worst, it's Durabonin, and Tefillah itself is only Durabonin. Except you say the Chazan is doing Avodas Hashem and helping everyone do the Mitzvah Durabonin of Tefillah. So certainly, the Rebbe, who might be teaching some things which are only Durabonin, is no worse off than the Chazan. And then he says, the whole Svar doesn't make sense, because, okay, the job is for Hashem, but you're hiring yourself for someone else. Right? Hashem didn't hire you. If Hashem hired you, fine. Right? These meisim that you work for Hashem will be the... But that's not what happened. The Kehila hired you. The Kehila hired you. You're working for the Kehila. Kehila's not Hashem. So these people are hiring you to do some of Avodas Hashem. But that's not sufficient to say that it's outside of this realm of the halacha, not hiring yourself out for more than 3 years. How about the Shvua? The Shvua, he says... And the shvua is tough because the halacha is, even if you make a shvua that you're not going to do an isidur rabbanan, well, he says, if it be an isidur rai, so that's where you say the shvua wouldn't be in effect. But over here, where it's only an isidur rabbanan, that shvua goes into effect, and then he says, even if the shvua, someone said in the beginning, even if the shvua did not go into effect, the isidur was done already. The isidur was done when he signed the contract. Right, that's when the issue was done. Right now, you can't say, "Well, I want to get out of the shul because it was illegal." Right, the issue was done already. If you leave now, you're not going to help. The issue was when you signed that contract. So leaving now is not going to help. Especially he was even there 3 years. So the Ketzos agrees that the guy can't renege on it, but he disagrees with some of the Chavis Yoyer's reasoning. So in conclusion, halacha. Like we said, it's not Lamaisa, but the halacha, the way it comes down in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramad does pass in this halacha, based on the Algoz Mordechai, that you should not sign a contract for more than 3 years, the way the Shach explains what he means. Because once it's more than 3 years, you've gone beyond the parameters of a Sachir, and you become already like a mini slave. But once again, that's only called a mini slave if when you're doing it, you're tied down to the person's house, to the employer's house. If you're living in the employer's house, then we could say you're like an Eved. But if you're not in the employer's house, so the whole thing doesn't start. No one ever said anything that if you sign a contract for BG&E or somewhere else, that you're an Eved. You're not an Eved. You're living in your own house, you're eating your own food, you're making your own decisions, you're not tied down, except if some suffer says, if they're supplying you, you're aboard, so then you are living in their house, and then this halacha would be back again. And once again, this halacha, the way the Aruch HaShulchan says, is only is talking, looking at the employee side. That's where this Rav cannot commit himself to more than 3 years, unless he works out the conditions right. Right? If he had no other work otherwise, that's the other hetter we saw. But beside the employer, there could be other reasons why the employer cannot just let the person go, especially if it's Klei Kodesh. The case of the Chavis Yoyer, his chiddush to say that if you're not an eved, you're not an eved for the other person because you're doing a Klei Kodesh type job, that the Ketelus rejects. He says it's a big Kiddush, and the Chared is a big Kiddush because Agos Mordechai did give the case of a Malamed. He said even a Malamed should not hire himself for more than 3 years. So there is the Tosfos, the Shach brings, it disagrees with the whole halacha, but the Rama does paskin it, and if it ever comes up, you should ask a Shaila to see if it's okay to sign that contract or make that agreement. If this isn't signing contract, this is agreeing to work for someone for that amount of time. And like we said, it's only if you're agreeing in advance. Each year you can renew, you can work for someone for 50 years. As long as you have not committed yourself that I'm going to hereby commit myself to work for you for this amount of time.